Louise Dearman is a prominent British actress and singer known for her extensive career in West End musicals and concert performances. And a major career highlight, and what she may be best known for, is her role in the musical Wicked. She thinks we're going to talk about Wicked. We're going to talk about Grease. But she made history as a first and only to date actress to play both roles, Glinda and Elphaba, full-time under Broadway, a West End and national touring contract. So she's in studio now. Louise, welcome.
How are you? Hello. Good morning.
Good to see you.
And you too.
I think we're going to be able to listen to her talk for a really long time.
I think
time
so
today.
Too. We'll just let you handle the
ditto,
whole world.
Ditto, straight yeah. back at you. It's like you've made my name sound so much better, cooler.
Executive Director of the Orpheum, Andrew Driscoll, is also here. Andrew, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, and I will not talk because we're here to listen to Louise.
Maybe you and I will just talk Grease later.
Yes, yes.
Anyway.
And that's it.
There you go. Jay, where should we start?
Let's start at the beginning. How does the girl from the West End end up with your story?
Oh, well, I started dancing when I was 3 years old. And, you know, it was just purely a hobby, something I loved to do. Almost every single night after school, I'd go to dance class. And then when I was 12 years old, I remember my teacher saying to me that I wasn't allowed to be in the song and dance competitions unless I did singing lessons. So I signed up, started singing. They discovered I had a voice. And then, yeah, at 16, I left school, went to train at theatre college for 3 years. There was no way I was doing anything else. And yeah, the rest is history. Graduated when I was 19. Very fortunate that I went straight into my first show that weekend. And I was on the road. I was having the best time in Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Do you guys know that show over
yeah,
here?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So that was my first kind of big break, okay, playing the narrator in that. And yeah, I've had a wonderful career to date that hopefully will continue, let's
yeah.
hope. But yeah, it's been fantastic.
We keep hearing West End. Tell us what the West End is.
The West End is London's theatre hub. It's like your Broadway,
okay,
right? And so we have many incredible musicals. It's what everyone dreams about doing. You know, it's the West End and Broadway. We're probably the opposite. When you're in the UK, you're like, I've got to get to Broadway,
right,
and vice versa. But yeah, it was, I did lots of kind of small roles in big productions in the West End. And then finally got to the point after years of touring and, you know, playing some big roles in small shows on tour, small roles in big shows in the West End, and then finally got Wicked in 2010. And that's where things just escalated and many more doors were open for me at that point.
Yeah. Growing up, did you have any idea this would be your career?
I desperately wanted it to be.
Yeah.
It was all I ever wanted to do. And yeah, I was prepared to work very, very hard. But I was saying to Andrew yesterday, genuinely, I don't think I had in my head that I thought I was going to play leading roles. I just wanted to be in the shows.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted, to be a part of it, whether that was dancing, singing, acting. I just wanted to be involved. So very, very lucky to have got on that road to playing leading lady roles pretty quick.
So you hold a record that no other actress in the world holds. You've played both Glinda and Elphaba in Wicked.
Yes.
How did that come about? What was it like to step into the second role after already living the first?
Oh, it's incredible, really. I feel like it didn't happen. It's really bizarre. But yeah, I'm clinging on to that title. I'm waiting for someone to steal it from me. I'm like, don't you take my title. But yeah, so 2010, I joined Wicked as Glinda in the West End, and I stayed there for 2 years. Absolutely loved it. It was wild, absolutely brilliant role. And then I thought, I need to be brave. I wanted to get on the concert arena. I wanted to start working with orchestras and singing as a solo artist with orchestras. So I was brave. I said, I'm going to leave now after 2 years and try and do that. I recorded an album. And then it was, I have to say, it was the creative team that called me and said, because they got to know me so well over the 2 years I was in the show, and what I was sort of capable of as a vocalist and an actress. And they called and said, the resident director, Petra, called me and said, okay, we're sat here in auditions for Elphaba and we're wondering why you're not here. Now, don't get me wrong, when I was in the show, I would watch my friend Rachel, who was playing Elphaba, and think, I would love to give that a go as well. But they're so wildly different as characters. I don't think I would have ever had the courage to put myself forward.
So one's kind of sparkle and charm, and the other is kind of fierce and misunderstood.
Yeah, yes, exactly that.
Yeah.
They're just, they're polar opposites as personalities. And, you know, those two different voices that you have to use are so different. But I love experimenting with my voice and you know, kind of tying the vocal to the character and trying to find, you know, how to marry those two things. So yeah, they said, why don't you come in? And they made it sound so informal. They said, come in, have a chat, sing through some songs, we'll see how it goes. And I walked in and it was not that. It was a panel of people. There was a camera set up so they could film me and send it over to here to the US to get the big tick. And it, well, do you know what? It wasn't my greatest audition, I have to say. It was kind of really nerve-wracking. And I left and then I got a phone call a few days later just to say, well, my agent said, do you think you'll suit Green? That's what he said. Okay. And I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And as you asked me earlier, what the difference is, what it's like, it was strange going back into the show, but because I'd had about a year space between the two roles, I could go in with fresh eyes and kind of take a different approach. But it was really
which
exciting.
Which role is closer to the real Louise Dearman?
Glinda.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a bit silly and I do love playing comedy. And yeah, I think they're both incredible. I'm very grateful to have played both. But I think Glinda holds a particularly special place in my heart, I'd say.
Louise Dearman is with us this morning, West End star. She's performing A Wicked Evening this Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 at the historic Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg. So let's talk about the physical side of Wicked, you know, the green makeup, the defying gravity harness. What do people not realize about what it takes to do that show, like what, 8 times a week?
Oh, I think people, it's you really underestimate. I underestimated how tough it was going to be. Mm-hmm. You have to really take a step back from, you know, going out for, you know, a little drink after the show or staying up late, all those things. I had to just scrap. Not that I'm a party animal anyway, but it was really taking control, taking care of myself. It's really tough. I mean, you'd wake up every morning and your voice would just be in your boots and you'd have to spend all day kind of coaxing it out to be able to perform that evening. It's the singing, it's the physicality of playing Elphaba. It's deeply passionate and emotional and it takes a lot out of you. But I loved the green transformation, I have to say. I think everyone looks really good green.
Green.
You won't believe me, but there's not one person that looks bad green.
Okay.
It's and I loved that whole transformation. And the green stays with you though for a while, I have to say. My hair was really like peroxide blonde when I started and I had to make it go darker because it would just stick to my hair. They get little brushes and it goes right in your ears. I mean, there's a green halo for the time that you're in the show. There's a bit of a green halo, I have to say. But it's a small price to pay. When I was Glinda, it was glitter everywhere. Glitter everywhere. So it's one or the other.
So you've performed with the royal family, for the royal family, and toured with Josh Groban. Mm. When you think about, what are some of the big moments in your career?
Well, those two are huge. Yeah. I remember being called back in, 2015, I think. By Josh to say, would you join me on my European arena tour as my guest singer? And the tour was ending at the O2 Arena in London. I mean, it's the stuff dreams are made of. I'd seen Celine Dion there and I just thought, oh my gosh, I'm stepping on that stage. So that was fantastic. And he's a true pro, an absolute gentleman, made me feel so at ease. So I loved that time. That was a real highlight. And you mentioned the royal family. I opened the Festival of Remembrance, which is a huge deal, a huge concert in the UK. And it's at the Royal Albert Hall, which has over 6,000 people watching. And it was also filmed live for television. So I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life stepping out onto a stage. But I remember being stood in the wings, them saying at the time, Her Majesty the Queen, we'll wait till she's in the box with the royal family. They will sit, you step out, you start singing with all the tri-service orchestra and the bands. And yeah, that's a moment I will, hold for a very, very long time. It was incredible. What an honor.
We're talking to Louise Dearman, joining us this morning ahead of A Wicked Evening at the historic Orpheum Theater tomorrow night, 7:30. So give us a taste of what tomorrow's event will look like.
I'm very, very excited, first of all. This is my first solo right. show in the US, yeah. So it's a huge bucket list moment for me. So my show is really taking everyone on a bit of journey through my career and some of the highlights, like I mentioned earlier. So Yes, there are lots of songs from musicals that I've been in. There are songs by people who have inspired me along the way or composers who have inspired me. But every single song in my show, I mean, we've got about 45-minute sets. There's a lot of songs in there. Every song has a direct link to me and a performance that I've done. So there's a bit of a mixed genre in there. Okay. We do go for everything from, you know, Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand to Glinda in Wicked, a very funny song called 100 Easy Ways to Lose a Man. And then, of course, there's Defying Gravity. I don't think that's a spoiler, really. I mean, I think people would get up and walk out if I didn't do that big song. But yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. And the space, the theatre is absolutely stunning. And I meet my band this afternoon, so okay. I'm very excited.
You described the show more of a conversation with the audience than a stiff concert. Mm. How did you kind of come up with this kind of format?
I think it's experience and it's understanding what an audience wants. And I think if you're going to, for example, see a big concert with an orchestra and you have multiple singers, the singers walk on, sing their big numbers and walk off. But I think if your name is attached to the concert and you're on your own, I think and I hope that people want to hear the stories behind the songs and why am I singing that and what was it like to play that role. And I really wanted it to have a more intimate feel, like exactly that, like I'm having a conversation with people and then I'll perform as well, obviously. So I'm hoping it will be a lovely, relaxed evening where people can get to know me a bit better and I can sing my face off.
Okay. Andrew, I was going to bring you in here for a second. What does it mean to bring Louise here to the Orpheum?
Oh, I think this is a tremendous opportunity for our entire area to have a performer like Louise in our own backyard, in our historic Orpheum Theater. We don't have to travel to a major market to see Louise Dearman perform. We don't have to travel to London to see Louise perform. And so to have her here is such an incredibly special opportunity for our area. And just so thrilled that we're finally here. It's taken a while. Louise has been very generous. Her schedule is very tight. And so when we ran into some of the challenges we talked about previous interview on the visa process, being able to find another date for us, which is shoehorned into other obligations. And she's currently touring with a show called Gravity. I think you talked just briefly about that with two of the other prominent leading ladies of Wicked. This is a hugely, wildly popular show that's selling out major, major venues in the UK. And so to be able to squeeze us in is just very, very special. Yeah.
Tell us about how people can see Louise tomorrow night, ticket-wise.
So galesburgorpheum.org. Purchase those tickets online, 309-342-2299. Call the box office between 10 and 2, and we'll be able to handle that live. Or walk up tomorrow. 1 hour before the show. Show starts at 7:30, so starting at 6:30, just walk up to the box office and get your tickets there.
Okay. Louise, I'm going to finish with a rapid fire. I'm going to give you a quick question. You give me your first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Oh, no, the panic set in now.
Okay, Glinda or Elphaba?
Glinda. Yeah. Oh,
that was an easy
That was
one.
Quick,
I didn't
sorry.
Have to finish it. That was it.
Okay. Well, I kind of said earlier, it's because I feel that, sorry, this is meant to be quick fire and I'm talking. Go.
Okay, next one, West End or Broadway?
I have to say West End because I haven't done Broadway.
Okay. But is that a dream?
Yet.
I'd love to do it.
Okay. Yeah. That's, Andrew says yes. How about the role you haven't played yet but want to?
Oh, I feel like I'm tempting fate by saying it. Shall I say it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Madeline Ashford in Death Becomes Her.
Okay.
Just on Broadway, or currently still on Broadway, but open last season.
Mm. How about favorite venue you've performed at?
The Royal Albert Hall in London.
What makes that special?
It's enormous. It's like holds over 6,000 people, but it has this really warm, somehow intimate feel about it. And it's, I remember before I did my first ever concert there, I said to my manager at the time, just get me to the Royal Albert Hall. I just want to end up there. And from the first moment I stepped on that stage, I think every year almost I've been there to perform and it never gets boring. I will never tire of that feeling stepping out onto that stage.
How about entertainment idol that you looked up to?
I mean, the three biggies for me when I was growing up were Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, and Whitney Houston. Yeah. So it was
very
much the big voices.
Do you feel you take
for
a
me.
Little from each one of those?
I mean, I'd love to say I do, but no one can compete. But I think I'd take, especially Celine Dion, her technical, the way she uses her voice has been like a lesson in how to belt and how to hit those high notes. So yeah, they're incredible.
Okay, that's Louise Dearman, West End star, recording artist, and the only actress in history to play both Glinda and Elphaba in Wicked. So a Wicked Evening with Louise Dearman is tomorrow night, 7:30 at the historic Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg. As Andrew said, tickets are still available at galesburgorpheum.org, or just show up tomorrow night. So Louise, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.